today I'd like to do something interesting that I don't mean to say the other weeks I didn't do anything interesting, but say I'm being mayan into, and what I'm saying now is Bederech Limud HaTorah, and there's still room for discussion. Before I start, this has nothing to do with Rabbi Blumenkranz personally. He's a Talmud Chacham and a very devoted person, and very Yibbig Gegeven, especially till his Pesach. And he's the only one that goes out on a limb with some of Meila the Aharis on the things he says. I'm just talking to Derech Limud B'Alma. I mentioned yesterday that I'm sometimes very confusing to know when a Chumrah becomes a Minig and when a Chumrah is just a Chumrah. And it's very hard to know how it evolved. It'd be interesting to watch a video of how Kitnius evolved, or how Gebrucht evolved, and going through the times when the Paiskim wrote that this is ridiculous, and then slowly it became a Minig Yisrael. There are many Chumras that didn't become Minig Yisrael. So it's sometimes very hard to know. Now, Rabbi Blumenkranz, when it comes to Pesach, has a unique influence, because he teaches in a lot of the girls' schools. And as much as the women don't trust us the whole year, comes to cleaning for Pesach, the women certainly have their own hidurim or chumris or mishagasim, depending on your point of reference, probably a little of each. And therefore he has sort of a unique type of an influence. Now, one of the things that he's made a fuss about are the paper plates and the paper towels. And I'd like to go through, I'm talking about the lumdis of the inyan, and to try to go through it. First, let me tell you the metzias, the way he writes in this year's this year's laws of Pesach. And as he writes always, what's 1 year may not be the next year, but I think this is basically the issue, the paper plate issue. Before I start, the paper plates, to use for cold, there's no shaila in the world. Lekuli alma. The question is to use it for hot. This is what he writes. all paper, the English here is not so perfect. You'll excuse me, some of them are half sentences. It says all paper cups and plates. The raw paper board is starched with cornstarch. What is then done? The cold cups are waxed inside and outside with a food grade wax. That's the cups. Get to the plates. With the paper plates, the raw board is starched. Raw board, he means the cardboard. The paper is then coated on one side with a polymer emulsion. The food will not make contact with the starch unless it's very hot. The polymer emulsion is a functional barrier, will not permit food to make contact with the starch unless it's very hard, bad, the polymer melts. I don't know what that means. It's very hard, bad, the polymer. I'm not sure, but you get the idea. For practical purposes, even though there's a reason to permit the good quality plasticized paper plates with hot, so hot foods, or from cold foods, so hot, I think he means that are just some hot, not very hot, or from cold foods. Nevertheless, my suggestion would be to stay away completely from any paper plates, only use plastic plates and cups. So many people see that last line and they don't use paper plates, which, okay, we don't have to miss Abel on the paper plates. But the issue is, what is the halacha? We're talking now mitzad, the learning alone. Now, paper towels, he writes generally, because paper towels may have starch in the paper or dusted onto the plastic wrapper, you may not be able to use them for wet or hot foods. And then he goes through a bit of an arichus on the way the papers are made, and bounty paper towels are free from any starches. So Mimela, all the Jewish stores have bounty paper towels. That's what they're selling, because he says that that's good. Kachimadvar. Now, we're looking to understand the halacha. I mean, my wife is not going to use paper plates, not going to use paper towels, only bounty. And Tavei Labracha, we're talking here, mitzad the limud of the inyan. In Shulchan Aruch, the sif we're up to in sif tuf mem beis, the Mechaber says the yai ink shumavushel b'sheicha sayrim, ink which is cooked with chametz, muta lichtayvai, you're allowed to write with ink that's cooked with Sheikh HaSair. Now, what is the basis of this heter? Why is it Nechamit? So Mishnah Berurah says, Tam, Da'afetz in Vishar Dvarim Hamarim Shinnis Arvu Bai, Bevadai Pigbu La Sheikhar. Some of the ingredients in ink, it's certainly Pogum, Acheina Roy Lishtia, Aflakela. Excuse me, and therefore, there's no Shaila, that there's no problem, because Vadai Pugmua, we can make a general statement that all ink is Mutta, L'chei Mukta L'chtei Bebamayit, and therefore, there's no problem. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Later, in Siman Tav Samach Zayin, there's a Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and the source of this whole discussion of Magen Avraham would be the source. If somebody wants to do research into the halacha of the paper plates, this is where you would start. The Magen Avraham talks about tobacco. Tobacco, cigarettes, cigar tobacco that's flavored. I don't know if it's so common by cigarettes, certainly by cigars. You have cherry cigars and all kinds of flavored cigars. How do they flavor it? They soak the tobacco in flavors that give the tobacco a flavor. So there's a Magen Avraham, which Mishnah Berurah brings b'kitzer. He says, Tav Samach Zayin, Sifkat Lamed Gimel, Mishnah Berurah brings Oit Kosvu, the Paiskim right, Ki Hatabach, the tobacco, Derech L'Shroisai B'Sheichar. They flavor it, they soak it in beer, Miktas Mekaymites, and therefore tzarich l'saygrei becheder oilasis mechitza lefanav, and therefore you have to lock it up or put a mechitza in front of it. Because of a chayyodam shechokar eitzel ha'umnin shoysin snuff tabak to make tabak l'areach hainu sheshoyifim b'chaitim, the tabak that you smell, which comes, as you know, with all types of flavors, melachlikin ha'pekel tabak b'yayin nesech. And there they use Yayin Nesach for it. V'yadua she'ayin Nesach asabana medina k'roi li'zara sh'loi l'faysay se'tabak af kol hashanah. So the Mishnah Berurah calls that k'asav ha'chayyadam b'zmanai ata yeshlachar et lo'omnim ha'maisen kei. So what does it say here? That if you have tobacco which is soaked in beer and then that tobacco is smoked, so the Magen Avraham says that that's a problem, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the ma'alacha. Now this, the Morosia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and Arsim, and by the ink, writes that he's matmiya. Why should tobacco be any different than ink? And tobacco is also not roi l'achila. So why should it be any different? He says that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, his lashon is sachak al chumrizu. His father laughed. It seems Pesach is a minute to laugh at certain chumris, which others hold al chumris. So he writes that his father sochak al chumrizu. He says he doesn't understand. It's a gemara. Chomitz shenechrach kaidim zmanai. Chomitz that becomes not roi l'achila l'achilas kelav kaidim zmanai is mutter. Now I just want to remind you, we only need ein roi l'achilas kelav if it's the chomitz itself. Chomitz bitaruvis, if it's roi non chomitz. We really only need that it's ein roi l'achilas adam, which everyone will agree, ink and tabak is not roi l'achilas adam. If it's roi chametz, then it needs ein roi l'achilas kelav.
Excuse me. I don't understand. Yeah. We're not talking about achil. We're talking about anoya. I mean, what is the
something that's muta b'achila is muta b'anoya. Okay. Now. So we said even if he puts it in his mouth, it's not a problem. There's no achshavei. We discussed that. So there's no achshavei. We didn't mean to eat it. Now. What? I'm assuming that the tobacco, I don't know if it's roi l'achilas kelev, but I don't think a human being would eat the tobacco. Well, the chametz is in the tobacco. It's an ingredient in the tobacco. It's no different than the sheikhar, which they put in the ink, and then they put in other ingredients. So the whole mixture is pogum. the same thing here. The whole mixture is pogum. Well, that's not a problem. Chayotim says it's aser.
Oh.
Well, yeah, so I'm talking now about the chametz.
Yeah,
I'm talking. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes this. Rabbi Shlomo Kluge in Tuftan Vedas in Chelik Beis Tshuva Kuflamid Aleph writes Tzachakti Ma'od. He also writes, I laugh very hard. That's what he writes about this chumrah. And he writes, is this a shayla of a deraisa or derabbanan? We have to know. If it's a shayla of a deraisa, you have to be more machmer. Shayla of a derabbanan, not. So he writes that it's only a shayla of a derabbanan because we have a rule that shaloi kederech achila or shaloi kederech hanah is always a derabbanan. It's certainly not the derech hanah of beer to smoke it. Now it might be that when it's made as a flavoring, that's normal. But he considers that shaloi kederech hanah, that's not the hanah of beer, and therefore he considers it a shaloi v'derabanan, and he's meikel. Now the fact that Rabbi Shlomo Kluge and Rabbi Yaakov Emden are meikel is not a very strong indication, because these two paiskim in particular happen to very often go out on a limb and have their own shittas. However, they're not the only ones. The Beis Meir also writes Kamat the same thing as Rabbi Yaakov Emden, except he doesn't write that he laughed at it, but he writes the same tainus. And more recently, the Divrei Chaim, the Tzander Rav writes, it's a place that was Mekubal B'chol Tzvutzis Yisrael. It's an interesting truth in the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim got into this big machloikis over certain areas of Bris Mila. If a Bris Mila, when less than right of the Arla is cut off, but it's pushed back, whether it has to be repaired. And he has 7 or 8 consecutive tshuvas printed on the topic, and each one he gets angrier and angrier. And finally, in one of the tshuvas he writes, that this and this Gadol said, that I'm the Pesach Achrei today, and you got to listen to me, and you got to take my Achrayis. He writes it in a very strong lashon, and Kachayin, at least certainly in his areas that he was. And he says, Al Korchach Din Zayin Eyalachum Rav Alma. Even though the Magen Avraham brings it and the Mishnah Berurah after him, his lashon is Al Korchach Ein Ze Elachum Rav Alma Ki Ein Shem Chametz Alav Tigora Mecharchai. It's worse than a piece of bread that you burn until it's still a piece of bread, but beer that you soaked in tobacco, that you soaked in beer. He says Gora Mecharchai. It's more distant than Charchai. And therefore, therefore he's saying, what's significant, he's saying, even the Machmirin, it's a Chumra Ba'alma. But it's still, it's a Magen Avraham and a Mishnah Berurah. But there are many Chalkim who argue. There is a Tshuva in the Maram Shik who says he wants to defend the Magen Avraham. His Lashon is, this is Tshuva Reishman Beis in the Maram Shik. Sarach ani lamashkuni nafshi latare tamagan Avrami, right? He says, this Magen Avraham is such a pella. Everyone's wondering about it. So he says, I have to go out as much as I can. I have to answer this Magen Avraham. So he says, the yai is not an eichel b'chlau. Here, the shecher itself, when they soak it, is roila achila. And it's soaked in a way that's made to ingest through smoking. So it could be ingesting through smoking. It's far different. He says it's raw. That's pshat in the Magen Avraham. He ends off with the words, this is after he started, Sarach ani lamashkuni nafshi, to explain the Magen Avraham. He ends, makomakim ledina shari v'amach mitzavei ala bracha. That's his psak at the end. About this tobacco issue.
We'll get to that one second.
So that's the way the Merab Shik ends off. Now Lamaisa, it's still a Magen Avraham and a Mishnah Berurah. With all the achrayim that you can have, it's still a Magen Avraham and a Mishnah Berurah, and it's all difficult to be meikel in this case. However, all of these poskim are talking about chametz. They're all talking about chametz. The plate issue is an issue of cornstarch. What is cornstarch? At worst, it's kidneys. Now you have to remember the Avogadolei poskim that held kidneys and ishtaru amutter. Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan paskind, and litter the minig was that kiddush and the shenishtanu is mutter, that corn syrup is mutter, and that corn oil is mutter. That's only kiddush itself that's us. Now, we're not knowing that way, because Klal Yisrael generally in Machleisim was makabel b'tzad ha-chomer when it comes to Pesach. But the issue is issue, not of it's issue of kiddush. And worse, the Magen Avraham, the way the Maram Shik explains, is saying that that was a special thing by tabak, which after all is ingested, and it's roy at the time they soak the tabak, it's roy lachila. Here, we're talking about cardboard. And we're talking about cardboard when the cornstarch is put on, it's not roy lachila. It's like a talcum powder. It's not roy lachila. So here, to understand, to take something where it seems to be ikar adin, even if the starch would be chametz, there would be tzedadim lahakol. And to take that and to stretch that to kidneys, it seems to be a very far stretch. What's interesting is that there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Yud in Hilchis Brachas. The Magen Avraham declares whether a bracha rishayna should be made on smoking. Whether you make a bracha rishayna on smoking, he has two sveikas. One for the smell, which apparently he considered to be a pleasant smell. I don't know exactly from where. And then he says, maybe it's not a din of reyach, it's a din of eating. But he says, the halacha is that if you take something in your mouth, and you taste it, and you spit it out, you don't make a bracha. It's a gemara in the beginning of brachas. That pilot, tayyim v'pilot, doesn't need a bracha. So he says, smoking is tayyim v'pilot. You take it in, you spit it out. Now you can all argue with that. Okay, tell you the pilot is it? Tell you the words of Mishnah of the Magen Avraham. He says tell you the pilot, and therefore it's different. No matter it's pretty clear that the what.
It doesn't matter what you're
it's pretty clear from the Magen Avraham that he looked at smoking like the Maram Shik says, some type of ingestion. And his chumrah of the tabak to stretch it to the paper plates is a very far stretch. Yeah. Lishtos tabak, to drink tabak. Okay, I think he's a lashon lishof.
No, the lashon is sechanoch. I think.
Okay.
You think lishtos kab tabak.
Lishtos tabak.
Means smoke. Smoke means smoking.
At any rate. This is my basic ha'ara on the Inyan. My basic ha'ara on the Inyan is this ha'ara. If the starch was chametz, it certainly would not be any worse than the tobacco. It wouldn't be. You could still argue, even if the starch was chametz, it's better than tobacco. Here it's cardboard, and there it's tobacco which a person smokes. And even if it's tobacco, it seems kama paiskim at least are makel on the inyan. The mishabur is machmir, and certainly we would be machmir. But that's all of its chametz. If it's cornstarch, it's a very, very difficult thing to understand to be machmir. Yeah. Any unflavored pill that's made to swallow whole is not roi lachila.
So no, this shayla, if it's flavored,
the pill is more pasha than it's mutter. The pill, no, unflavored. No, flavored, it could be flavored with kidneys.
Right, the same shayla, like tobacco.
But there it's food. There they put in something to sweeten it, so you should eat it. That's worse than tobacco, which is not made to eat. What about the bull play is the chewing tobacco? Okay, I don't know. I assume that is chewing tobacco, like gum, has flavoring that's made to swallow. So probably needs a bracha rishayna. I don't know. I never chewed the tobacco. What? He said tabak. What? So that he says, he's the Magen Avraham and Reish Yud has two sveikas. One, if it's achila, needs a bracha. One, if it's reyach, it needs a bracha. Question of reyach is something that's not made l'reyach. Let's say you walk into a coffee shop. It smells great. You don't make a very maybe something. Because something that's made primarily for something else, if you take it to smell it, you make a very maybe something. But if the smell is agave, a different seirach, then, you know, if you go into a perfume store, it says you make a bracha, because they deliberately smell up the store so that it should smell good to women. And then you make a bracha. Otherwise, you don't make a bracha. Now, the somewhere else here, he does write regarding the paper towels. There are a few issues. One is, if in the manufacture of the paper towels, there are problems. He even talks about not using the recycled paper, because who knows what it was used with before. Which also it's hard to understand, because it's paper, it's not really lachila at all. But he does have one point, which the way he explains the metzias is certainly a problem, and that is, he writes that there are certain companies, Kimberly Clark uses poly with cornstarch dusting to prevent sticking. This would apply to Scott, Viva, Hydry, and Chelsea paper towels. Chelsea has a paper towel named after her. America's choice of per paper towels produced by Pope and Talbot also have cornstarch dusted on the plastic wrapper, as do Cornette and Sparkle. So they say that there's cornstarch, he says, sprinkled on the wrapper, so presumably some of it gets onto the paper towel, then that could be a problem. Now, if the cornstarch is Reil HaChilu, which it may be, this really could be a problem. See, you're talking about dusted cornstarch that's on it, not something that's an ingredient. However, the other issues, the issues of the cornstarch, which is there in the manufacture of the product, that it's very, very hard to understand, to be machmir. Lagavi shampoos, I really feel very comfortable saying that shampoo is not Roy Lachimas Kelev. If I had somebody willing to work with me and let me feed his Kelev, it would be very, very helpful. Although there's some Utainen, they may be right, that an American dog is no Raya. Because the dogs are so spoiled. I mean, they eat it, it's a Raya. But if they don't, then it's not. But it's very difficult to imagine that any shampoo is Roy Lachila. So people ask me, you mean, even if on the shampoo it has a picture of wheat and it says oat protein or whatever is in it? So yeah, I do mean it. I don't think you're going to use it anyway. But the shampoos basically should not be a problem, and the soap should not be a problem, unless they have some type of a pleasant flavoring to them. I don't know, they make shampoos with flavoring. So I don't know, then it could be an issue. what? If it's a mirror of the ingredients, it's enough that's not Reil HaChilas Adam, which is no question that's not Reil HaChilas Adam. So therefore, that's not a problem. I mentioned in previous years that Colgate and Crest are brands that are not a problem. Rabbi Blumenkranz writes that Colgate, he writes, all tubes are not a problem. Although, it's a little ambiguous in the language. I wanted to check in Rabbi Beck as to whether some of the Colgate now have animal derivatives. Some of us are makbid all year round to use only kosher brands of toothpaste, which until this year, Colgate and Crest were all free of animal derivatives. It seems from his language here, he has like two lists of Colgate products. He has those that have no chametz, and then he has those that have no chametz and no animal derivatives. So, yeah. Tropicana orange juice. See, it's a very interesting. It comes back to the old question: which chumrah became a din? The halacha is that chametz lach balach before Pesach is batel b'shishim, and for Ramah Ashkenazim, it's ein chayzav v'nir. We know that even if Pesach comes, it's not chayzav v'nir, which means if it's batel b'shishim before Pesach, it's mutter on Pesach itself. The Hechsherim organizations all would not give a Hechsher on such a thing. The apple juice that I mentioned to you, I think when we started 6-7 weeks ago, we started learning these in Yanim. The apple juice needs Kashla Pesach Hechsher because they use some brand derivative or brand itself to separate the pieces of apple. If you have apple cider, Apple cider is always in a colored glass bottle. It's never in a clear glass bottle. You know why? It doesn't look good. It has little pieces of cloudy stuff floating inside. That is from the apple. It's the pieces of apple. In order to get that to settle, they put something in, which is a chametz derivative. Rabbi Heineman told me that the apple juice factory that's used by many of the so-called Hamish HaHasherim is near his place, near Baltimore. And therefore, I don't know, today, but at the time we were talking, a lot of the apple juices had the Star K Hechsher. So he said he went in one day to go to make sure that they did the Kashel of Pesach run, and he saw one of the New York Hamish brands of apple juice was ready to go out, kosher for Passover, and it was using the brand, the Chametzika brand. It was still the old brand. So he said he called up the Rav who gave the Hechsher, and it seems this particular Rav never came down to the plant. He called, they said it's 100% apple juice. So he said, Vasken Shanzaim at apple juice. So that was the Hamish HaHechsher. So he called the Rav, and he told the Rav they should know that this is the way they do it with bran. And if you want, you can give a Hechsher out of a Pesach. I'm not telling you a Pesach Halacha, but I'm just telling you that that they use Chametz bran and that the Star K wouldn't give a Hechsher on it. So this Rav, to his credit, he recalled it. They put away the apple juice for after Pesach, and they did another run for Pesach using whatever other guk they used to settle the stuff that's not chametz. However, the truth is that that apple juice is 100% kosher Pesach al pi Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, it's mutter. The chametz is strained out. What are you afraid that a mashu who remained? Chametz is bottled b'shishim before Pesach. There is no Hechsher organization that any of us would use that would knowingly give a Hechsher on such a thing. Orange juice, 100% orange juice would be the same thing, although some of the additives, the vitamin additives that they have could be kidneys based. It could be that that's bottled b'shishim anyway. It's not a starb, it's more than a 60th. It certainly doesn't seem to me to be nice and tam. I can't tell the difference in the taste between the ones that do and don't. And therefore, Shuras Hadin would be that it's okay. Just looking here if he has on something on oranges. But for some reason, the minig is that everybody is machmir. Yeah, orange juice. Tropicana Pure Premium, all USDA grade A, frozen, unsweetened, without added vitamin C, which is kidneyous, or citric acid, which could be kidneyous, and without any enrichments such as calcium, period. I guess that means it's good. Regular liquid orange juice must have ashkacha. Note. He talks about orange juice may be processed on dairy equipment. That's something we once discussed. That's an all-year problem. That's the pasteurization of orange juice of certain companies is done on dairy equipment. And for that reason, he's ma'irer that it's a problem. If you're makban achol v'Yisrael, it could be a problem. Presumably, it means it could be a not by not. Also, I once got a letter. I had written a letter to one of the local brands. Was it? I forgot which brand. And they wrote a letter as to how they cleaned the machinery in between the runs. And I took that letter to Rav Palm. We read it, and he felt that it constituted an adequate koshering. It was not a koshering of bubbling water, but that it was an adequate koshering and that it was no problem. As a tziruf, we added the fact that the amount of orange juice that goes through these pipes certainly is shishim connected to the width of the pipes. And even though I'm about l'nisla chatchila, these are goyim who are producing it, and therefore there should be no issue. So on that issue also, I think even though the Machmir Chol of Israel could be makel. In addition, Rav Moshe once told me that even if you're Machmir Chol of Israel, it's enough to be Machmir Chol of Israel. You don't have to be Machmir Blias of Chol of Israel. Which, when we learned Tilchus Chol of Israel a long time ago, I do, because there are Paiskim that hold that Blias of Chol of Israel, not Aser. Because Chol, whatever the explanation is. But that Rav Moshe had told me once, so there are reasons to be makel. Grada Bizman Hazeh changed when Rav Moshe was alive, because as you may remember, about 15 years ago, there was a tumult over the trephis in many of the cows. There's certain surgery on the stomach, which seems to render them trephis, and there was a whole tumult, and at the end there was a heter. Now, the Chol Yisrael companies don't use that heter. They have the ability to, look, they don't have their own farms, they don't have their own cows, they go in. Every cow is tagged, and they can take milk from those cows that don't have the shayla, and therefore they have no problem. Now this, in my mind, is a bigger hiddur of Chol Yisrael than the Etzem Din of Chol Yisrael. Chol Yisrael itself, so Ramesha says to be machmir, he says if you can't get Chol Yisrael, you could be mekalan Chol of Stam. There's no tshuva where Ramesha says, and all Ramesha's printed tshuvas, there's not one tshuva that says that you could use Chol Yisrael l'chatchila. So everyone is Chol of Stam l'chatchila. So those who are Seinach on Rav Ramesha, it seems to be very strange. Like people who tell me, I hold of the Erev. So sometimes I tell you, what do you mean you hold of the Erev? You learned the Masechta? You learned the Shulchan? I hold of the Erev. If you tell me your Rav holds of the Erev, I understand. But you tell me you hold of the Erev, it's a very strange thing that, at least in Flatbush, most of the people who so-called hold of the Erev can't tell you how many prokim there are Masechta's Erev in, let alone that I haven't learned that. That's why I don't understand the Lashon I hold of. What do you mean I hold of? Anyway, the issue of the Chol Yisrael is an added issue because of the trefus, potential trefus issue, and therefore it's an extra hinder to be careful with it. But getting back to your question about orange juice, it's so hard to know which chumris become minig. It's so hard to know on Pesach because every hefsher organization, the OU, the Starkei, the Chavkei, the OK, and certainly the Chassidish Hechsherim, are all makbid, they wouldn't allow a mashu of chametz, even that's bottled before Pesach. So at what point do we say, okay, now that became minig Yisrael? It's a very hard thing to know. And I can't tell you, there are a lot of things I struggle with. My father, Olav Shalom, remembers in Europe, they didn't eat fish on Pesach. Only fish that they were able to get live. Fish, and they caught the fish, they got it live. So in our house, we never used fish. So, you know, Nishkefer, look, ice cream we use, fish we don't use. So we can do without it. What? So, yakis with chicken. So we asked, my father told me, he went to the old Chuster Rav, the Chesed Yeshua, he told him that it has a din minig. Fine. Now, we're struggling. My father, in the house, they never used garlic. Does that have a din minig, not to use garlic? Or is it that they couldn't get garlic? I don't know, there were problems with garlic on Pesach. What?
I think the garlic used to grow next to flour.
It's very interesting. So does that have a din minig, or it doesn't have a din minig? It's so hard to know. My wife asks me every year. I tell her, I don't know.
For the
garlic? Oh, that's right. You showed me once that they soaked it.
They soaked challah in snot. They put it in the mouth of the fish so that the fish would stay alive as they traveled from town to town.
To preserve it, they used somehow
schnapps. It stayed alive a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
So if it was alive...
It's worth staying alive for the schnapps.
Therefore,
it's alive, Chai is not Beleah, but the Chayshish that when it died, but still it's cold, how's it going to be Beleah?
Well,
just stick into it somehow, it would give it taste. Okay. All right, so at any rate, what? L'chayim. 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 Some spices people don't use because they're chashish of kidneys, like mustard or which is considered kidneys by many. So I don't know. I had a list. I should dig it up and hang it up upstairs of those that have it in kidneys. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't know. Where does it go? How does it work? Like Pesach. My wife says Pesach. We're not using soda. Soda is not for Pesach. So I said, fine, we don't use soda. They're going to tell me, where, what, when, don't use soda. By the way, it has something to do with the atmosphere of Pesach, so we don't use soda, and the kids, they live with it. I can't tell you, but all right, my wife feels strongly about it. So it's not a halacha. Can I call it a minig? I can't call it a minig. It's, I don't know. So it's very hard to know where to. What's called the basis with the paper towels is this. Any paper towel product that's an ingredient in the paper towel, which is a kidneyous issue, is not an issue. Paper towel is not roi l'achila, and it's not an issue. This, which Rabbi Blumenkins writes, that they have cornstarch, which is not an ingredient, but it's coated so that the plastic doesn't stick to the paper towel, that would seem to be a very significant issue, because the starch itself is not an ingredient in the paper towel. Now, whether the starch itself is Roy Lachilas Kelev, I have no idea at that stage. I'm assuming that he knows it's not. And he has a long list of brands. Flick has a Heksher. Bounty, he says, are free of any starches. All the Yiddish stores carry Bounty. I tell you, Bounty owns Rabbi Blumenkrantz, and Zacharias HaTayim. Not my joke. He says Bounty doesn't use any starches. They also don't use any starches in their glue. I don't know why there would be a problem with starches. Could glue be Roy Lachilas Kelev? Can I ask you? What? He writes here about brawny paper towels. Does it contain any problems? The only thing is that they have a glue derived from cornstarch in the end adhesive attaching the paper to the core. Therefore, the last three sheets should not be used with food. It's hard to understand that glue is Roy Lachilas anybody. Very, very difficult to understand. And certainly to use it with cold food is a havamina. And there's all a kidneyous issue. It's not, like someone told me they wanted to eat the glue. I don't know if it would be a shayla. And it's very hard. Again, it's very hard to know when a minig becomes a minig. But this whole paper towel issue all came from this one source. I don't really think anybody in any of the lists holds of this chumra. And now I don't mean to belittle. There's a lot. This is a very interesting sefer. Has a lot of very interesting and important things in it. Just this particular thing, which seems to have to I don't know. This I never saw. Listen to this. Packing peanuts. You know what packing peanuts are, right? The styrofoam peanuts. You're right, so I'm quoting. Up to now, packing peanuts are produced from a petroleum base, styrofoam. Today, orders may be packed with soluble peanuts. Just hold them over the faucet, and they will gone before you know it. Unlike petroleum-based peanuts that overflow in landfills for generations. Made from corn and wheat, the new peanuts do not have a trace of chemicals that could hurt the environment when they dissolve. Therefore, one should not possess them on Pesach, and surely not dissolve them in the Pesach tikka sinks of the house. Roy Lachilas Kelev, the packing peanuts. Huh? Well, let's try a Kelev. I don't know. You know, he's reporting the facts accurately. But I don't even notice this. This is alphabetical. Next to paper is packing peanuts. So. They are edible. That these packing peanuts are edible. All right? The packing peanuts are edible. Edible for cloven, you mean? Okay. I don't know. Kabbalah the Kabel. I don't know. It's a lot of things that are...
He doesn't have any index.
What? The paper plates. Even a hat. A blee of what? A blee of what? Of paper, of cardboard. It's hard to understand, but again, you imagine you're not going to use them. It's certainly not for hats. So, okay. Again, I don't mean in any way. Rabbi Unkrantz is a big Talmud Chacham and a Paisik, and I don't mean to belittle. I'm just wondering about a lot of these Nakudas. But what? I went to it yesterday, but I know what you want. Oh yeah, I know, and I feel that it's the best thing is to use bilkalach to wash. I'm talking about Erev Pesach, not Pesach. To wash a bench, be mafsiki half an hour, and then wash again. After chatzais, you should have food. Everyone's going to take a nash in the afternoon. I have to announce that. No, I don't think so. We can tell you from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock a meal.
You're in the middle of the meal.
It's a very interesting question. Many people have asked me this. I mentioned yesterday that when Rav Moshe writes that egg matzahs you could use, even though they're mezainis, since you can have sud on Shabbos, Shabbos gives it a chashivus, so then you can make habaytzi and egg matzahs. As I said yesterday, you can be samech on that. As I said yesterday, I think it's better to use the building block. If you're going to do as most people, if you're going to use the egg matzahs throughout the meal, like bread, no shayla. If you're just going to eat egg matzahs, then clean off all the last crumbs, flush them away, and then eat a meal, it's hard to understand that that's called you convey a suda on the egg matzahs. What do you mean, convey a suda? So you'll say Shabbos gives it a chashivas. Shabbos gives it a chasidus. So when they have a kiddush, you eat some cake. Also, if you convey a suda on cake and then you eat cholent and kugel, it should be the same thing. So it's a very hard thing. If you're eating it as bread, 100%. The Ramesha means that if you eat it and you flush it away and then you go to the rest of the meal, it seems to the truth that he meant it, but there's certainly a need to be machmir. Now, people have asked me, what about challah? You're going to eat challah, and if you eat the challah, you throw away the crumbs, and then you're going to eat meat and kugel, and you're not making a bracha because it's a tafel to the challah. But you hear also, you got rid of all the challah. So it's interesting, the halach in Hilchus Brachos is that you need silek hashulchan in order to be misalik from challah. Anytime eating a meal, you only have one bilkul, you finish the bilkul, you keep on eating the meal. If you're eating on the same shulchan, foods that are main dishes, they're considered a tuffle to the bread, even if you finished all the bread. There's a concept of silek hashulchan, of changing tables. If a person goes and eats on one table, and then he goes to another table, so there you have the issue of that may be considered silek hashulchan. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman was noyig to eat the bread on a porch. As I mentioned yesterday, it has to be a porch with a roof. If it's an open porch, it's shina makim. And then he was noyig, and then to finish the suda inside. I'm not sure how he dealt with the issues of silek hashulchan. So I can't explain to you. Unless silek hashulchan doesn't apply, maybe to meat and potatoes. In Shulchan Aruch, it says silek hashulchan is talking about dessert. Foods you eat at the end of the meal. Right, it talks about types of meat they ate, but it was the end of the meal food. It wasn't a main dish. But you don't make a new bracha. But that's silek hashulchan. If you do it the way most people do it, in the house, eat the bukluch over a bag, you know, flush away the crumbs, you continue the meal. As long as it's not silek hashulchan, it's considered a tuffle. That doesn't matter. What? With the bag, you shake it out over the. The bag itself doesn't become chametz thick. It's not. I know your wife's not going to be happy with the bag. Don't flush the bag down the toilet. What? You can add the bag into the chametz room because the guy's not interested in buying the bag. I don't sell him bags. So if you're nervous, it's not you. Your wife is nervous, so nothing personal. But our wives are nervous. So you stick it into the room. You stick it. The mechira is chal roughly between 10 and 11 Friday morning. Friday morning is a mechira, and we write chutz for the chametz that was put aside to be used. Which means you have to be very careful that any chametz is put aside to be used. What? Having in mind only helps. If you don't have in mind, cheder lecheder is shina makim. You have to stay in the same room. Having in mind only helps tachas gag echad, as long as it's under one roof.
You
don't
mind washing one place
in bed somewhere
else?
You have to eat challah in the second place. Yeah, but if so shina makim, even washing one place and having a bite to bench elsewhere is not lechatchila. Mishnah Berurah says only mutter b'bakim mitzvah k'goyim l'sheva brachas. But stamazai, to wash in one place, have a mind to bench elsewhere, is not lechatchila. What? If your wife is very nervous about it, or you are very nervous about it, you want to eat on the porch, eat your challah on the porch and bench, and then go inside and eat kugel and challah. If it makes you very nervous. What's the share of egg matzah to bench? Ramesh tzechen su is shari tshuva. Shari tshuva that he tzechen su says that Shabbos is keveya. Just like you find Hilchus Truma, that there's a concept Shabbos is keveya, that you mechuyev in Truma even for achilas arai. So he compares it. He says Shabbos is keveya, which means that it's the same thing as bread. So the share would be a kezayis. and a kebaya, like I said yesterday, for Tilsi Dayim. But otherwise, the shoe would be a kazayim.
Is there any problem with the table for three guys from the and we need to get to the strongest bottle and the little bit of the amateur? And he didn't have to do that.
Rabbi
Yaskeret
has to do that.
I told you, Shulchan Aruch, it says you shake it out on the floor. So you throw it to the Ashba, it's good. In the Shari, it's a very nice sefer of Reb Shlomo Zalman's. They collected his writings. They write that he threw the crumbs in the garbage. But it's not clear to me if they mean the Ashba Tziburi that they have in Eretz Yisrael or the garbage in the house. So it's not very clear to me. Is there any reason not to? No, there's no reason not to, unless the person's chayshish that somehow something will work its way out of the garbage. I don't know.
Can you just take it and throw it out in the neighborhood? Can you just take the crumbs and throw it out?
Sure, you can shake it, no question. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch to do. The thing that people have to remember, and I think people will forget, is to do bittul. Bittul you can't do after noon, after 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. To remember to do bittul is an important thing which people have to remember, that Shabbos day, and the person has to be mevatel all of his chametz. And I think I mentioned yesterday, we do it twice, we do it once by Bedika, we say chutz from the chametz, it's only the lo yadana, only the chametz I don't know about. And then there we do the Yadano, the Lo Yadano, and Mevatel all of the Chametz.
Why can't you be Mevatel the Chametz that the Yadana and then leave it anyway? Why can't you?
Because that's not a real Bittul. The Rant says, Rant says, Shomala Yevatel Yafa Yafa.
No, but you ain't. You're right. It's a
Taina
in the
Bittul. So what do you get by the Bittul? The stuff you eat, you don't need Bittul for. The stuff you eat, you don't need bittul for. The stuff you eat, you don't need bittul for. You're just afraid you'll leave something over. That's why we're doing the bittul. We're afraid. Why are we nervous? Because we're afraid it was chametz diadana, and when it came to time, we somehow left it over by mistake. That's the only reason we do a second bittul. For the stuff you left over by mistake, so that's not that you need a bittul for. And the original bittul was not a real bittul. You plan to eat it. The Ran says in the Daf Beis in Pesach. Again, we do bittul b'dika night.
What's the bittul you make the next day?
Why are we doing bittul the next day? What's the answer?
Yeah,
the reason is because there may be chametz the adana, chametz I knew about b'dika night that bittul was not chal on, and that chametz may not end up being eaten. I plan to eat it, but maybe by mistake I won't eat it.
Why can't I do that bittul at night?
Because that bittul at night, you have a bag of bilkuluch somewhere.
Right.
At night, you're saying, I'll be mevatel that too.
Right.
So that's not a real bittul.
What?
Because you don't mean it sincerely.
Why, I mean it sincerely.
And the Ran says, no, bittul, no, you'll be very upset if I walk in and take it and you're left without bilkuluch on Shabbos. What are you going to do? No, you don't mean it sincerely. You want it. You really want it. You really like? You know, I have the same shaila. I mentioned my shaila shudas yesterday. I was thinking about my chametz, and I realized I own chametz. I realized that in Eretz Yisrael, this summer, I went with my boys to one of these places to eat. We went a couple of times while we were in Eretz Yisrael, and they never had ketchup, so we bought a ketchup, and we took the ketchup, and we went to the refrigerator where they have the sodas, and we stuck it behind the back sodas. Which you never get to, because as soon as it's half empty, they restock it. Like the back sodas are there, so we stuck it in back. And we even wrote, I'm glad they didn't write my name on it. I have a nephew who was staying in Eretz Yisrael. I told him, you'll come to eat, you'll use it. So I now, you would assume that they clean it once a year. I'm not so sure that it's a cold refrigerator. I don't know. The ketchup may still be there. So I said, I'll do a bittul. I was thinking, what kind of bittul? I'm going to do a bittul. I'm telling you, I get there Israel this summer, Mitzvah Hashem. We go there the first time. My kids are going to go running over to see if it's still there. No shaila. If it's there, they're going to bring it to the table. Sell it. The problem with selling is when we sell, we rent the place the chametz is on, and it's not so good. So really, it may have only be kidneyous, though. We don't know if it's chametz. So I don't know. I'm standing in front of everyone. I want everyone to know I'm masquerade, believe shalom. Shari Simcha, which is right off Neyesh. There's a a schnitzel joint that all the briskers eat there, because brisk has vouchers there for Ben Hasmana meals. And if you go in there, you find the ketchup, you're welcome to use it, although technically the owner is going to... I'm still going to call it strong, try to get rid of it. I was wondering, is my bittle a real bittle? How much of a real bittle is it? So I don't know. So there's a tshuva there of Akiva Eger, a very interesting tshuva. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a tshuva. He says, Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. Who cares if Bittel is not Belev Shalem? We have a rule. Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. So Avam Evatel Bepeh. So what's the difference? So Rabbi Akiva Eger answers, a nice society, he answers a few things with it. He says, somebody that's Ikrai Belev, Devarim Shebelev is Devarim. If you do a Kinyan that's a Maisa, Devarim Shebelev is nothing. If you make a Shavua, it's a Dibur, Devarim Shebelev is nothing. But Bittel is Ikrei Lev. Ikrei Lev, it has to be Belev Shalem. So, anyway, getting back, I think I've answered the question now. That is still not happening. You could. And that's 100% L'chatchila. But what happens if one of the things that at the time of Bittel you plan to eat, you end up not eating? That's the only issue. Only means you have to do a new Bittel. In case something I plan to eat, I don't end up eating, so then I have this issue.
You know, we look at Bittel become mafka, right?
Yeah.
On Shabbos, you're allowed to be mafka. I mean...
Well, we don't pass the Bittel become mafka.
We don't, pass it.
Grad, one last thing I want to mention.
When you run the Chometz Friday, you
No, you don't say Bittel when you burn the Chometz Friday. No. No, because you're leaving all the Chometz.
What did I say? The Chometz?
Yeah, just one last Nakuda that I want to mention. There was some ads in the paper about... the matzah, turning from chametz to matzah, you have to be careful. In the matzah bakeries, matzah has to be made l'shma. I'm not talking about the matzah whole Pesach. The kezayis matzah, with which he eats the mitzvah, has to be made l'shma. The halacha is that a guy is not called guy. Akum adayta the nafshei avid. A guy can't do l'shma. And the mayor that a lot of the matzah bakeries, look, most of the Hamisha women are not interested in working in matzah bakeries. So they're getting Russians. So they get a Russian. Those that speak Yiddish, they assume she's Jewish. As the years go on, it gets harder and harder to find these Russians. Some of them suspiciously look like Mexicans, not Russians. And it's hard. So how do you know they're Jews? So it's like Azhara that at least for that kazayis, make sure it's a Yid. Now, Azhara is an important Tara. What I would suggest, Pesach night, we eat many kazaysim. We don't eat one kazayis. Everyone eats a minimum of 5 kazaysim, because you eat 2 kazaysim by Moitzi Matzah, 1 kazayis by Zechel Migdash Kehillel, and L'chatchila, 2 kazaysim by Afikayim, if you can manage it. Many of us eat additional kazaysim throughout the Suda, especially if you brock and you put it into the soup. We eat kazaysim. What I would suggest is that everybody should be mechavin that whatever matzah you're eating Pesach night, every kazayis is l'shem mitzvah matzah. Even though once you ate a kazayis, you finished the deraisa. But just in case it happened that first kazayis was made by a guy, was shalai l'shma, so my second or my third or my fourth kazayis was good. And l'maisa ruba de ruba, they yidn, they try to establish that they yidn. For this chashash, I would suggest it's just a matter of kavana, being mechavin, that whatever you're eating Pesach by night is all the shem mitzvah matzah. What? Different factories. You can get it at different factories, but there's no factories, all goyim. There might be one person that's there. That's the chashash. Granted, it's an extra limitzchus, because the Mishtabura brings a Magen Avraham that Yisrael oimed al gabav by a guy. The Rambam and the Rosh in Hilchis Tzitzis by Tfiyah Lishma, if Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov helps. Mishnebura says that if you have Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov and tells him, do it L'shem Mitzvah Matzah, plus there's a Siyua of a Yid, which there always is, because the Knaters are always Yidden. So Mishnebura says, B'di'evet, you could be Simech on that. If that's the only Matzah you have, you could be Simech. So at least it's only B'di'evet. And they have to be telling them l'shem mitzvah matzah, which they don't do in all the places. But at least that's a siyua. But the ikur, a person should be sure to eat many kazaysim, which I think most of us do. And that way, the odds that all the kazaysim are bad, that's the old Eidik Yamtif, that to give a mila, you don't give dinim of bitl v'ray, to give a mila of l'shra. Yachal kibar Eidik Yamtif. can't say, I don't know. It's a cash on the negative, because I guess talking called the parish.
This year, for a Friday, someone comes to the guy and close up the closet, whatever he has. Let's say some five guys will take out comes from the closet. You allow them or comes to the guy already?
It belongs to the guy, no. You shouldn't take it. It's not a Pesach shower, it's a Geneva shower. Hakashim Sameach, we meet, oh, 1 minute. We meet next, everybody, 1 second. We meet next 3 Sundays from now. Next 2 Sundays are Pesach. What are we going to learn? I would like to try, it was always a teaser for me, and I was always nervous to try it for a whole man, to try to learn parts of Cheshen Mishpat. So I would like to try Simen Aleph of Cheshen Mishpat. It's only 6-7 weeks. So even if the preparation becomes a little too hard for me, I'll be able to manage. We'll see how it goes. We'll decide for next year. I'd like to try Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Aleph, starting from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it's Hashem how it, how it goes.
You wake up with the boy, whatever you take,
My wife just called me on the cell phone, trying to know whether to use regular paper towels or...
To be an exception to Davar Mesuyin. Right, next week we are going to finish...